Let's hear it for my grandson, Benjamin. He just did so good. And let's hear it for all the kids. Yeah, fantastic. They were just great. It's hard to sing and not laugh when I'm watching that. So, yes, so cute. I love it. I just want to speak to you briefly tonight. And I want to take you back long time ago to a mountain outside of Lebanon, Oregon. The year would be around 1968. And a young boy loved to explore around woods outside the family's home. And there was a creek not far from the house. And he loved looking for salamanders and searching and sometimes finding Indian arrowheads. The woods started at the edge of the creek, and he also enjoyed roaming through the trees, seeing what animals he could find, squirrels, deer, raccoon, sometimes hawks, sometimes even fox or bobcats. And around Christmas time, there might be snow on the ground, which added an air of delightful mystery to his adventures. At some point, though, during his wanderings, his mother's voice would call out, "Roger, it's time to come home." And most of the time, he would yell back, "Okay." But other times, if he wasn't ready to return, he would act as if he couldn't hear her. And he wanted to keep doing whatever he wanted to do because the woods seemed to call him as well. Now, I want to read a portion of the scripture that was read tonight. And when God was calling to some shepherds out in a field at night. And in this case, he had angels deliver the message. And so Luke chapter 2, verses 10 through 12, we're going to hear once again. "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger.'" Now God called to the shepherds to come and see the Savior of the world. Their Savior, because the angel said, "A Savior has been born to you." It was very personal. To you. And when Jesus grew up, he told a group of his disciples that he was going to prepare a place for them, and this place was going to be in God's house. And that's in John chapter 14. Let's read that, verses 1 through 3. It says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." So you see, when God, through the angels, was calling the shepherds to come and see this baby boy that was born to them, he was, in essence, calling them home. Home to be where Jesus is, home forever. And God is still calling us today. There was a time when I was out wandering far from home, and I was in big danger and in big trouble. And God called out to me, "Roger, it's time to come home." But I didn't listen for a long time. But he kept calling. And then one day at the age of 21, when I was far from home, Jesus called to me again. And this time I not only heard him, I answered. And I said, "Yes, Lord, I will come home." And just as the angel said, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people." So that's for all people. That's to you. That's to the shepherds. Because in Jesus, you're going to find inner joy. You're going to find inner peace. You're going to find hope for your life, forgiveness of your sins, and blessings that are going to take an eternity to discover. God is calling. And you can put your own name in there, whether it's, you know, Frank, Bob, Sue, Sally, Heather, Audrey, I don't know. Whatever your name is, put your own name in there. And God is calling you. It's time to come home. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And maybe you came in here tonight. You were just coming to a Christmas Eve service, and that's great. And we want it to be warm and family, and it is all those things. But I also want to say, if you feel like that God has been calling you but you haven't been listening, I just want to say to you, it's not that you're giving up a bunch of things. I remember thinking like that. It's that he's calling you to something wonderful, and it's full of joy and peace. Yeah, will you go through hard times? Sure. But at least you're going to have somebody that walks with you all the time. And so I just want to encourage you tonight to come home if you have not come home to Jesus. And so I'd just like us to pray just for a brief moment before we continue on, and we're going to sing another familiar Christmas song. And I just want to, tonight, if you would just pray with me, and if this applies to you, just as I'm talking to you, talk to God. Lord, we thank you that you came to the earth. We thank you that you called these shepherds, and we thank you that you call us home. And Lord, if anybody knows, I know about not listening to you when you call. But Lord, I did find out that when I did answer, I just remember saying, I can't believe I took so long to say yes, because you're that great. And so, Lord, anybody here tonight that needs to come home, you're calling them to come home. Lord, that they would do that and just turn and say, yes, Lord, I'm going to come home. I want to know you, and my life is not working out with me at the wheel. So, Lord, we need you to take that wheel. And so, Lord, we want to come home tonight. So we thank you for that. Thank you for continuing to call us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Fantastic. Okay, well, we're going to sing a little more before we go to the candlelight. So we're not quite at the candlelight yet, but we will get there. And so we're going to sing, Oh Come All Ye Faithful. Isn't that what's next? Yes. Okay. Let's go ahead and stand up for this. Another song.